Thank you much and welcome back. Let's check the weekly crop progress numbers now. As far as corn planting, North Dakota at 58% compared to 65% last year this week. Not bad, right? And compare that to the 40% five-year average. For Minnesota, 86% planted, 90% last year, 74% is average. In South Dakota, 81% planted this week, 65% is average. Emergence in North Dakota, 27%, Minnesota, 36%, South Dakota, 22%.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey.
Despite the cool weather in the eastern Corn Belt, we did see some good progress. Almost one-fifth of the crop was planted during the week. That 19-point increase for the week ending May 17th took the overall planting progress to 76%. So we did pass the three-quarters mark by May 17th. That puts us ahead of the five-year average of 70% and equal to last year's 76%.
Likewise, corn crop emergence is ahead of the five-year average for the week ending May 17th.
Cool weather slowing things down a little bit in the east, but once you get west of the Mississippi, we did see quite a bit of emergence for the week ending May 17th. That takes us nationally to 39% of the U.S. corn emerged. That is ahead of the five-year average of 37%, but behind last year's 47%. Looking at our 18 production states listed in the USDA NAS table, we saw progress greater than 20% planted during the week in six of those states, led by North Dakota, a big advance from 25 to 58% planted. With that takes North Dakota well ahead of its five-year average of 40%. We also saw progress of 30% during the week or greater in Wisconsin and Michigan, the other three states achieving at least one-fifth planting progress during the week, Colorado, Illinois, and South Dakota. So a pretty good week despite the cool weather in parts of the northern Corn Belt for corn planting.
But of course, one of the big reasons for the big jump in corn planting in the Dakotas, especially North Dakota, the dry, dusty conditions. Soybean planting in North Dakota as of May 17th, 41%. Minnesota is up to 74%. And South Dakota, 59%.
Roughly two-thirds or 67% of the intended U.S. soybean acreage planted by the 17th of May, significantly ahead of average, which is 53%, and also ahead of last year's 63%.
Seven of the 18 soybean planting states report progress of 20% or more of their crop planted as of mid-May.
Due to some of the earlier planting, mainly in the south, we are seeing some pretty rapid emergence on a national scale. 32% of the crop emerged by May 17th, five-year average 23%. And we are right on par with last year's 32%.
Brad Rippey, give us the details on spring wheat.
And we did see some blowing dust across spring wheat country last week, a big dust storm on the 13th and 14th of March, raking across northern Montana. Some of that dust eventually spilling across into the Dakotas, and overall shouldn't have any major impact on the crop. It did slow down field work for a few days, but the overall impacts, really the concern would be just the drought across parts of northern Montana where that dust was dislodged from. Overall, spring wheat planting still looking pretty good, 73% complete by May 17th. Five-year average 66%, a little behind last year's 80%, and then emergence of that spring wheat also ahead of schedule at 39%, compared to the five-year average of 34%, but behind last year's 42%.
And finally, the final sugar beet planting report from USDA.
And it's kind of funny with the sugar beet planting progress. We had such delays in both Michigan and then the Red River Valley, but we made up all that ground and now virtually complete. This will be the last report on sugar beet planting for 2026. Now 98% complete. That is actually ahead of the five-year average of 84% and just slightly behind last year's 99%. Three of the four production states, Idaho, Minnesota, and North Dakota, all at 98%. Michigan coming in just a little slower, 96% of the sugar beet planting complete by May 17th.
And with a couple days off for rain delay, reasons to smile. Better update you on the winter wheat crop, though.
Nationally, the crop continues to deteriorate. This week, we're looking at just 27% good to excellent, down a point from last week. 43% very poor to poor. That is a 3-point increase from last week. Also, compare that to last year. A much better looking crop was 52% good to excellent, only 18% very poor to poor. And we continue to track those big five states from Nebraska and Colorado southward. And there we see Nebraska leading the nation, 84% of the winter wheat rated very poor to poor. Next on the list, we have both Colorado and top producer Kansas this week, 58% of the crop, very poor to poor. Texas coming in this week at 65%, and Oklahoma at 48%, very poor to poor. Some of those drought impacts extend far beyond the Great Plains. North Carolina, for example, coming this week with 38% of the wheat, very poor to poor. And even Montana, where we had a big dust storm last week, 19% of the winter wheat rated very poor to poor.
South Dakota's winter wheat crop, 32% good to excellent, but 27% poor to very poor. Sunflower is being planted 11% in North Dakota, 1% in South Dakota, both pretty close to average. Nationally, though, 6% of the U.S. sunflower crop is in the ground. And there's your weekly crop progress and condition report. I'm Mick Kerr. This is Inside Agriculture. I'll be right back.